Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
We're trying to get the American people to realize that there is a global crime syndicate known as the New World Order that is destroying our republic. There's a lot of conservatives out there that are still in denial. It's like when we post a video clip of Dick Cheney talking about how he kept his CFR membership secret from his constituent and then laughs. People go on the YouTube message board and post under it going, he's a real conservative, he fights the CFR, this isn't a real tape, or he's just joking. And it's that type of willful denial that I'm talking about. And now Bush has got the Democrats in office. If he would have been a strong conservative, he could have gotten more real conservative Republicans in. But see, and then we could have controlled the border, but he didn't want that. He's happy the Democrats are in because now he can get his open border. And it's like this on every other issue and every other subject. I mean, I'll tell you how we fix things, Jimmy. You were too nice to that Republican Party chairman of Travis County you had on when he was sitting there feeding everybody a line of baloney about how great the Republicans are. The Republicans, in many cases, frankly, are worse than the Democrats. Jimmy?
In some cases, yeah. But I had to be polite, and I did give people the opportunity to ask questions of him.
So well, and you did give me the opportunity. I have to be fair. You did give me an opportunity to come in. And
we were short on time at that time, so we couldn't get too deep into it. But I wish you'd come on a little earlier sometimes when I had these kind of people on. Like the local sheriff, I've had him on twice. So Bronte checkpoints, as you know, Alex, we've defeated here in Texas several times.
Well, that's because they're running random checkpoints. They're not sobriety. If you see a drunk, you've got probable cause. And, yes, the state police thought they could search vehicles without warrants. We sued them, and so now they're trying to pass it again.
And all indications are it will pass if we don't do something. January 22nd, I will be at the state capitol with a whole bunch of other people, and I sure wish we could get you involved in this, too.
Oh, absolutely. I'd love to come down there and fight checkpoints. And Mothers Against Drunk Driving also wants, by law, breathalyzers in all cars for everyone to have to blow.
That's true. If we don't stop it somewhere, and you know, like us ask about the best way to fight the New World Order, and of course my belief is to get involved in politics like we are. We're precinct chairs, delegates to all the conventions up to the state level. And at the state capitol on January 22nd, one of our old friends will be down there, lobbyist Sputnik from Texas Motorcycle Rights Association.
Well, Jimmy, what I'll do is I should get Sputnik on. He's a character, but we've only got a minute left. Let me bring something up here. On the eve of the Gulf War, I told you it would be a quagmire by design, would be broken in three parts. America would be demonized. Your precious Fox News overseas demonizes us, then domestically tries to keep us in line. The war is not meant to be won. The DU is deadly and killing our troops. If you support the troops, you should be for bringing them home. Are you for bringing them home, Jimmy?
Only in this thing. You know we're going to disagree on this one. My boy just got back from his second tour, and DU can be deadly or harmful. But it's not quite as hot. And there's something else I'll have to help you out here with, Alex. Is no troops, none of our wounded troops pay their own way home. They get vouchers.
That has been in the Associated Press, Jimmy.
They were wrong. I guarantee you they were wrong.
And they don't pay for their meals either in the hospital?
Nope.
And
get vouchers, what's called vouchers. If they blow their money, their voucher money, then they're on their own. But they do get voucher money.
Jimmy, why do you think it's patriotic for our troops to be used by the New World Order?
I'm not saying it's patriotic, but we're already there. And for the troops that are there, all this politics is all out the window.
The CIA is, hold on, the CIA assessment says it's only going to get worse while we're there.
If we don't,
hey, Jimmy, did I not tell you? You admitted on TV that I told you exactly what would happen 4 years ago.
And it all seems to be happening just like you said it would. I don't know why we won't dance with who brung us over there. We'd have won this war a long time ago and be home.
It's not designed to be won. Jimmy, we'll get you guys on about the fight and the checkpoints, okay? We'll talk to you soon. Take care. its year. After a year in production and traveling to distant lands, my new film, Terror Storm, is complete. Shocking declassified government documents prove that Western governments are orchestrating terror attacks against their own populations as a pretext to enslave them. Terror Storm proves that not only was 9/11 an inside job, but the attacks of 7/7 in London were carried out by British intelligence. Terror Storm chronicles the lies that took us to war in Iraq, the White House program to disseminate fake news, NSA spying, secret police torture, the latest 9/11 information, and much, much more. Terror Storm is the definitive guide to the history of government-sponsored terrorism. It's an anthology of government crimes. Terror Storm is a film that everyone who wants to be truly informed must see. Get your copy today at InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or by calling toll-free 1-888-253-3139 or watch it right now online at PrisonPlanet.tv. Hello, folks. Alex Jones here, introducing Prudent Places USA, an interactive CD book that is your premier resource for hard-to-find information. Find out about everything from job migration to evacuation information, such as major bridges in disrepair and FEMA evacuation time studies for coastal cities. Zero in on man-made disaster zones, environmental areas of concern, and natural disaster zones. Find out everything from where to get water in an emergency to geographic income levels. Housing crisis, complete with over 3 gigabytes of detailed information on the 3,000-plus counties in the U.S., full-color photographs, 550 high-resolution full-color maps, and detailed information and analysis that you need. Order Prudent Places USA now for only $29, plus shipping, by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. And tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's 888-803-4438, or order online at BerkeyWater.com.
Did you ever wonder how an opera singer that hits a high note is able to shatter a wine glass? Well, the glass has a natural resonance. If the resonant frequency force making the glass vibrate is big enough, the size of the vibration will become so large that the glass shatters. Using a similar principle, Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using different resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses the same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions with no side effects. The 2006 BioSolutions Plus is the easiest to operate frequency instrument ever developed. Its easy reference guide will allow you to begin using the instrument within minutes. Simple step-by-step instructions using pictures are easy to follow. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. Don't just treat symptoms, eliminate the cause. For more information, call BioSolutions toll-free 1-866-885-6625. That's 1-866-885-6625. 1-866-885-6625.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show, because there's a war on for your mind.
All right, I want to blitz through your calls, because then I want to get into a big stack of news I haven't even mentioned yet. We've got another great guest coming up here at the bottom of the hour. Right now, let's go to John in Michigan. Thanks for holding. Go ahead, you're on the air.
Hey, no problem. I don't mind holding because for some reason my media player ain't working, and I got to hear your show.
That's fine, sir. Go ahead.
What are some main questions I should ask state representatives if I ever come in contact with them? Some main questions I can kind of apply some pressure to them to investigate or to get involved.
Well, I would simply point out that we don't need a bigger federal government, that it's way outside its scope. I would give them videos, I would give them documents, I'd give them some of Ron Paul's material, and I would show them that they take a dollar of state tax money, a dollar of our money out of the state, and on average send about 33 cents back with federal strings attached. It's not free money. And then just to also point out to them that there are millions of laws, no one can follow them all, and that they need to not get recruited into the good old boy club and sell out this country any further. But frankly, at this point, it's about getting the people to not go along and getting the people to not sign on to checkpoints in the name of stopping drunks or face-scanning cameras on all the police cars and license plate reading cameras to stop the car thieves. You know, they've got all these good reasons for it, but the base reason is to control us. Things are so far gone now. We're just trying to get people to recognize who the enemy is, so as things get worse, the enemy can't pose as our savior and then always give us a solution that gets us deeper into a crisis. I I appreciate your call. Anything else?
Yeah. Do you know offhand? I'm from Michigan, and you're far away, and you don't have the show isn't on radio out here or anything. But I'm looking for some Michigan like group to connect with. To meet up with, and I didn't know if you had any information that you guys could relay to me.
Yeah, you got a computer. You know, there's probably 1,000 groups up there on different issues, Second Amendment, land rights, border control. I appreciate your call. I mean, I really can't, I mean, this is a big world with a lot of things happening in it, and I can't begin to tell you which group you should join in Michigan. Why don't you start an organization? Why don't you start in your neighborhood, your community, and pick some issues you want to deal with? The problem is Americans have been so brainwashed and have not even been taught the basics of the Bill of Rights and Constitution, so they're unable to even have a real conversation about our government. They can't even recognize what's going wrong in our government. Take the war. The Republicans and Democrats are owned by the same global interests. They have a staged fight in front of the public. And to some extent, it's a real fight because it's two different management teams who are bidding for control. But they have the same agenda. And the establishment funds and finances whoever more aggressively and more deceptively is able to carry out that agenda of consolidation of power, of loss of liberty. And so I can get up here and tell you exactly what's going to happen in the Iraq war because I'm reading official Pentagon and Israeli plans. I can tell you it's meant to destroy America in the eyes of the world. I can tell you it's meant to kill our troops. I can tell you it's meant to make hundreds of billions a year for defense contractors. But the Republicans can come out and say you're a dirty liberal who wants us to lose if you're not for the war. And macho American men, they just go, well, then I'm for it. And that's the end of it. We get taken again. I mean, that's what's so painful here, is to see us getting taken. And the neocons come out and say the North American Union's to fight terror. All the neocons line up and say, we've got to have it now. Notice the neocon talk show host, that's, again, fake conservatives, they wouldn't talk about North American Union other than saying it didn't exist. Now they have to admit it exists. Now it's to fight Al-Qaeda. There's no evidence. They just say that. See, it's so simple. They just, and then weak-minded people hear it and go, okay, well, I'm suddenly for it. Or they say, well, this is free market. The commie Pecos over at Mother Jones, they don't want us to be able to pay for our roads and pay as we go. I'm a libertarian. I think we ought to give all our roads over to Spain. The roads were paid for 2-3 times over. They're giving them the roads. We're being signed over. We've been hijacked. Doesn't matter. Rather than stand up and fight it, they want to be lied to. Good propaganda isn't sophisticated, okay? For the general public. There's different brands of propaganda for different stratum of the society. It's just basic. It says, go to sleep. Everything's all right. You're patriotic. You're good. Let's just feel good. And once they get your hooks into you, you get emotionally and psychologically wedded to an idea. You're not going to admit you're wrong. It's tribal, too. Most people aren't leaders. And so it's simple. Our good guys are in our uniforms. They're over there fighting bad guys. And I'm rooting for our team. And while our troops are there, we got to support the war. Because if you don't support the war, that destroys morale and then we'll lose. Like it's a football game. Hey, man, this game's rigged, okay? It's like playing a slot machine that's rigged. Or a roulette wheel that's rigged. Or dice that have got weights in them. Or playing poker with somebody who's got a whole deck up their sleeve. It isn't real. They manipulate your tribal buttons. They push your buttons, and that's why we're in so much trouble. Let's talk to Lewis in New Jersey. Thanks for holding. Go ahead.
Alex?
Okay, let him go. Let's go ahead and go to Greg in Arkansas. Greg, you're on the air.
Hi, Alex. I'm one of those useful eaters from Region 7. Just calling in that clip you played about the new technology the police cars have, and I just wanted to possibly suggest to you maybe once a month having a call-in hour for something like non-violent civil disobedience and ways to get around some of these technologies, such as the mention of this transparent spray that you can spray on your license plate, whereas the cops can't read your license plate, and having leading to the lawyers having a cash register heyday in court with all the little people draining us all, and that would leave us some resources to...
Here's the problem. A lot of these, there's different systems, but the main system simply scans optically the dark on the white face, on the light face. So I don't know about a spray that defeats it.
I've heard of it before. I don't know the company name, but it just...
Well, I mean, here's the deal, and I'm not saying that. People always tell me, well, I put super glue on my thumb when I went in the thumb scan, so they didn't really get my thumb. You know, so it had a film on it. It's better to go take over the legislature, show it's a federal ID card, and to remove it. You see, it's easier to go in and cut the head off. We're the boss, okay? You're not the boss, government bureaucrats who've been told you're the boss by your private banker owners who've trained you to be a bunch of blustering fools. You're destroying the country you live in, you idiots.
Yeah, I do agree with you, but there are ways we can fight it, little ways that we can fight it, such as locally we're printing up little cards we hand to police if being stopped, and it's a reverse Miranda telling them that we do understand our rights and we'd prefer to have our counsel present.
I think that's a wonderful idea. No. I'm not knocking you saying, you know, do this to your license plate, but take the law they almost passed in Texas. They are passing in other states.
Mm-hmm.
Federally written up, being implemented through the National Association of Legislatures and Governors. Again, it's all federally written. They bring it down here, change the name on the form letter, and pass it. If you tamper with that transponder, felony. And then, of course, the transponder can be broken. They're just going to claim you did it and send you to jail, too. You see?
Yeah, well, there are little ways, so that the people don't give up and feel defeated. There are little ways that we can needle these people constantly, like triple mailing IRS forms.
I know, but all that will do, sir, all, what that will do is then make them come up with newer generations of it. Rather than, the government wanted to have a debate 5 years ago about face scanning technology in Tampa because they kept SWAT teaming innocent people on the streets because it was flagging innocent, you know, people with their children as axe murderers, okay?
Yeah.
Okay? And instead, the debate was then, oh, it's not the technology's bad or a violation of your Fourth Amendment. It's that it doesn't always work, and now they said they perfected it, so it's okay. Well, so it's similar to what you're saying. All right. Mm-hmm. You're saying get around it. No, I'm saying let's get everybody mad about it. Go take over our government and dismantle the whole thing. Instead of having ways to beat red light cameras, let's go stop red light cameras from going in. Not because I'm against red light runners getting caught. It is a big problem. I'm sick of it. These people just run them all the time. You put cops there, it's a serious ticket. It's reckless driving. Okay, but and cops should be concerned, and a lot of them are, because this is going to get rid of your jobs. The problem is Lockheed Martin, that runs a lot of these cameras, has been caught shortening the yellow lights, so and causing more accidents to get more money, where people accidentally pull out a foot or two, you still get a ticket. They've been caught doing a bunch of stuff, and there isn't an officer involved, and so it's been found in San Diego they had to remove them, but it isn't a real ticket.
Great.
I don't want defense contractors involved domestically. See, the defense contractors figured out with the banks, why should we just fund the military with tax money? Why don't we just take America over? It's what Eisenhower warned about in 1961. Well, it happened, folks. Okay, they brainwashed your police. They bought up your government. They took over. Now they're seizing the roads. They're putting in a Pentagon control grid. We're in deep trouble. I appreciate your call. Let's go ahead and talk to Ron in Texas. Go ahead, Ron.
Hi, I have a question about Building 7 on 9/11.
Yes, that at 5:20 in the afternoon they blew up, yes.
Yeah, how does a man, I saw your movie Terror Storm, how does this guy Silverstein blow up his own building without somebody like the Attorney General investigating it, since he had the most to gain through insurance? How do we get around the Attorney General of the United States or New York investigating? Is it legal for you just to blow up your own building?
People don't get into those positions unless they're bought and paid for it. You know, Building 7 had the Defense Intelligence, CIA, FBI, State and County and City Emergency Management. They were having a terror drill that morning, so they'd already moved all the key command systems out to the end of the pier. Did you know that?
Yes, I've seen your movie Terror Storm, and I've known that that's the theory behind it, but I don't understand why somebody, the papers don't just say, well, look, you can't...
Because the papers are owned by the defense contractors.
Yeah.
Have you ever looked at who owns the media, sir?
Yeah,
I know. It's simple. Look, the hardware manufacturers and the banks, that's what they do. They take over. There was a hostile corporate takeover of America.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson, here for the 2007 Red Book. The commodity markets like gold, silver, copper, aluminum, and oil have exploded over the last year. This is a glaring testimony of how quickly the U.S. dollar can be devalued. Many have turned to precious metals to provide a safe haven while increasing the potential profits. Though accumulating precious metals has been a proven method for the storage of wealth, it is important that you understand the market you are getting into. Midas Resources is offering the Red Book and Silver Dollar for only $27.95. The Red Book is the number one best-selling guide to gold and silver coins. Call for your copy today. It's 800-686-2237. If you've already accumulated or plan to get into the precious metals market, you simply must have the Red Book in your library. Call 800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Now you can bring Berkey purification power anywhere with the Sport Berkey filtration bottle. Ideal for sporting games, camping or boating, or Sport Berkey is small enough to store in your glove box, so it's ideal backup for unexpected emergencies like blackouts, floods, or earthquakes. It's simply the best personal water filtration system available. So effective you can drink raw, untreated water from lakes, rivers, and streams. Unlike other sport bottles, the Sport Berkey's patented filter formulation is so powerful it removes cysts, parasites, harmful bacteria, and chemicals like herbicides and pesticides. It even reduces radon-222, lead, and other heavy metals. This lightweight, rugged 22-ounce filter is small enough to go everywhere, so take one to work and keep another in your glove box for emergencies. Get the Berkey Sport for only $39. Get two for $70 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. Order your Berkey Sport today. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438, or order on the web at berkeywater.com.
David J. Smith for Newswatch Magazine. Did you know that Bible prophecy talks about the United States, British Commonwealth, Russia, China, and the communist world in the last days? Did you know that it predicts a confrontation between atheistic communism and the Western world of Christianity? The plans have already been laid and they conform to Bible prophecy. We'd like to help you understand why these things are happening and more about Bible prophecy by offering you an absolutely free one-year subscription to Newswatch Magazine. Just call our toll-free number, 1-800-516-8736. That's 1-800-516-8736. Call for a one-year free subscription to Newswatch Magazine. It's free. Call now while our operators are standing by to take your call.
It's a fact. You can legally eliminate credit card debt, which has been fraudulently created by the banks. Since its creation in 1913, the Federal Reserve has not been held responsible for its own debt. So why should you, the hardworking American, be harassed for yours? There's a double standard when it comes to being responsible for debt, and unlike the Federal Reserve, the people of this country can't print more money when needed. Day of Jubilee has created a successful program designed for people that want to stop harassing calls and threatening letters from bill collectors. We also do credit restoration. Join the thousands of Americans who now breathe a sigh of relief because they have legally eliminated their credit card debt instead of living each day in fear. It's time to turn your life around. Call Day of Jubilee, open 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. Central Standard Time at 920-293-8024. That's 920-293-8024 and ask for Robert. Don't wait any longer to get your life back in order.
Continuing with your phone calls, and Tommy Pallotta, producer of A Scanner Darkly, will be joining us. The DVD released nationally was yesterday. Great dystopic anti-New World Order film. Matrix of Evil, now available on DVD. Comprehensive Annual Financial Reports, Exposed, now available on DVD. The Masters of Terror, now available on DVD. America Destroyed by Design, now available on DVD. My Police State Trilogy, Police State 2000, Police State 2 The Takeover, Police State 3 Total Enslavement, and a box set, all three films. And that's only $34.95. We've got, for those three films together, we've seven of my films, my first seven films, that we never even had time to get on DVD. We've got them for you, nice handsome packaging. And, of course, your purchase also makes this broadcast possible, so please visit InfoWars.com. to order those, or simply call toll-free 1-888-253-3139. You can also pick them up at Brave New Books in downtown Austin. Let's go ahead and go back to the calls. Let's talk to Jane in Maryland. Go ahead, Jane. Thanks for holding.
Hi, Alex. Good to talk to you.
Good to talk to you.
I've been listening to you for quite a while, and this is great, getting a chance to talk to you. I wanted to bring to your attention something from the early morning Gazette that came in. I'm a new transplant to Germantown, Maryland, which is about 20 miles outside of the district, which is what they called Washington, D.C. around here, and I'm from Montana. And here, apparently, I guess this happened in the spring, there's a new state law going into effect on January 2nd, and it says, parents, if your children in grades 6 through 9 are not vaccinated by January 2nd, 2007, they will be excluded from attending school.
Now, again, that's a policy. Then they're going to slap, this is nationwide, then they're going to slap that they're truant and then try to criminally come after you. It's as far as I know, the District of Columbia tried to pass a law saying you had to vaccinate, but that was overturned. As far as I know, where you live, there in Maryland, it is not a law. I mean, what does it say in the article, or is it just vague?
It is actually a half-page ad of sorts that says locations for free vaccinations.
Well, I mean, I'm sure you've heard me, if you're a listener, talk about before school, they just announced nationwide, it's the law, you'll be arrested,
right.
It's the law. There is no law. It is, again, this is an example of mass coordinated fraud.
I think so.
I think so. Listen, go find out for yourself, there's no law. It's a policy. That just means some bureaucrat says, oh, you have to do this. See, so much of tyranny is just, you have to do this. And, of course, autism is a 1 in 168 from 1 in 25,000. 20-something years ago, they're not
right.
going to stop till you know, everybody's got autism.
Right.
And then, they said they took the mercury out. No, they increased the level.
And it's ridiculous. My practitioner, nurse practitioner, who took care of my children, they're 2 and 4 right now, so this school age doesn't really affect them right now. But it may affect them in 10 years when they're in
school.
Well,
that's a new thing. They'll try to have their doctors refuse care if they haven't. But you can just type into Google the name of your town and anti-vaccine doctor.
That would be good.
Look, there is no law. It shows how criminal your government is. They're a pack of lying scum. This is the same government that sterilized black men and women and radiated children and nerve gassed our troops. They're a bunch of lying criminal murderers, okay? These are murdering scum. You ought to get angry. Telling you've got to do something that isn't even a law.
Well,
and by the way, I don't care if they pass a law, I got to take shots. Over my dead body, you murdering, eugenics, Nazi filth.
Exactly. Now, what's the difference between a law and a mandate and a policy? Because
okay,
they
a mandate,
all
a policy.
Three words on their website.
Yes.
No.
Most legislatures have passed a law that there should be a regulation, that a school have a policy. And then you read the law, and we've done this many times. I ought to go pull the laws up. They're all the same. And it says, we've passed a law that under the state spending package and federal grants, that it is in the policy booklet that we ask you to be vaccinated. So again, it's all smoke and mirrors. There is no law.
And it doesn't matter that these are only for two particular vaccinations. It's just going to be all
Ma'am, if you're going to put your children in government training camps, when it comes time to enroll them, just say, oh, yeah, I'm here for the vaccine waiver form. Or you can call your health department, and they will have it, and they will send it to you. But, again, you don't even have to have that. That registers your children. There have been the court cases. There is no law. Let me say it again. No law. No law in England. No law in Germany. No law in the U.S. Though they use the same organized fraud, and that's racketeering, against you, proving they are criminal scum. Thank you for the call. Think about it. So much of what these bastards do isn't even a law. But then they expel your child, then they get truancy criminal charges because they're criminals.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run.
Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
People who use Cartavite know about the pollutants in our body and want them out. For over 5 years, Cartavite has proven itself time-tested. Here's Dr. Mattson, a naturopathic doctor's thoughts on Cartavite.
In our mind, there isn't such a great big mystery to disease anymore. This basic tenet of yeast in the gut and metals in the liver covers at least 70-80% of the diseases that we see. When we do our program, you know, in herbal formulas like Cartavite, and you see someone who could barely walk up a hill now going for regular jogs, few months later, we know we're doing something right. It's a well-thought-out formula. I mean, the idea of it working on yeast and metals both at the same time and liver function is dead on. You'll find, I think, that it'll work more than just on heart problems and circulation problems. It'll work on other problems as well.
For more information, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit our website at www.heartdrop.com. That toll-free number again, 1-877-928-8822.
The statistics are heart-wrenching. According to the CWC, of the 43 million people who have served in the major wars, from the Revolutionary War to the Gulf War, 3 million never made it home alive. Most likely, each one of us can say we either knew someone who served or know a brave soul who is currently serving our country. Now there is a unique way to pay tribute to the courageous men and women who spend their lives protecting our freedom and to those who have lost their lives doing so. Davis Products is offering high-quality, solid-cast aluminum memorial markers for your American flag. Each memorial marker is specifically designed to represent one of 15 wars. All markers include a 3/8 inch pointed and threaded aluminum rod, painted and highlighted for an appearance that is unforgettable. What better way to pay homage to our enlisted loved ones? Davis Products memorial markers are only $9 a piece and can be ordered by calling 814-827-4946. That's 814-827-4946. Or visit davis-products.com. That's davis-products.com.
Have you ever felt like the United States government knows way too much about your financial affairs? I continue to hear stories about property seizures, frozen bank accounts, confiscation of stocks and bonds. It makes me wonder if the U.S. citizen will ever again have the right to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Unfortunately, with the Drug and Money Laundering Act, the IRS Revenue Ruling 6045 of 1984, and the Trading with the Enemy Act and Franklin D. Roosevelt's Executive Order of 1933, some precious metal holdings are subject to government intervention. For this reason, Midas Resources has prepared a report explaining the boundaries of trading precious metals privately. Whether if you have any intention of trading with Midas Resources or not, I have instructed my representatives to give this report out free. Call for your free copy at 1-800-686-2237. When investing, always proceed with caution. Again, call 1-800-686-2237. Exercise your legal right to trade metals privately. 1-800-686-2237.
We took a little trip along with Colonel Jackson down the mighty Mississippi. We took a little bacon and we took a little beans, and we caught the bloody British in a town in New Orleans. We fired our guns and the British kept a coming. There wasn't as many as there was a while ago. We fired once more and they began to run it on down the Mississippi to the Gulf of Mexico. We looked down a river and we see the British come, and there must have been 100 of them beating on the drum. They stepped so high and they made the bugles ring. We stood beside our cotton bales and didn't say a thing. We fired our guns and the British kept a coming. There wasn't as many as there was a while ago. We fired once more and they began to run it on down the Mississippi to the Gulf of Mexico. Old Hickory said we could take them by surprise. If we didn't fire muskets, then we looked them in the eye. We held our fire till we seen their faces well. Then we opened up our squirrel guns and really gave them well. We fired our...
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. We're going to jam some of your calls in, hit some news, get Tommy Pilata's take on it. Tommy's one of my very best friends, and he really is aware of what's going on in the world. I had a chance to see him when I was out in Los Angeles over the weekend. We took a bike ride down... On the beach there, Malibu and Venice. That was a lot of fun Saturday. Wish I had more time to do such things. But let me just comment briefly before we go to Tommy about what it boils down to. Elites and king rats throughout history have tried to dominate populations. Those that run our society are very sophisticated. They're very advanced. They know they're going to do things financially, economically, societal, changes that are going to make you get angry and rebel, so they're building a huge prison grid around you right now to have their way with you. And really, we just need to get mad. We need to start saying no to the system. You heard that lady earlier, how they got ads in the paper saying, you've got to take vaccines for your child to be in school. It's a policy. There's no law. They just lie and tell you it's a law. I mean, that right there is all the evidence you need, a national concerted campaign telling you about laws that don't exist. It is a fraud. Just go verify it in your state or county. You'll find out in 10 minutes. Go read your state laws. Just type in Alabama's law on vaccination, Texas law. Go find out. And then when you see the news on your local TV tell you it's the law right before school starts in a concerted propaganda campaign, you will understand. And the idiot news reader, they're just reading some news print that came down from the network. They just package it in little news packages. The videos sent down to them now, it makes it so easy, quote, for downsizing. It's a fraud. Talking about a total surveillance control grid society, they did a lot of research for this movie. And it was shot live action, that is, real actors, and then they rotoscoped it. And Tommy Pallotta is credited by the Philip K. Dick estate. That's Blade Runner, Minority Report, Total Recall. He's the most adapted sci-fi writer. It was the family said that this is the truest adaptation ever, and they said it really happened because Tommy got the big actors, Keanu Reeves, Winona Ryder, Downey Jr., Woody Harrelson, and others together. He got the film made when some said it couldn't be done. This was not a big studio like Disney or Pixar making this. They did it, and he brought it to market. It did very well all over the planet, and is still in theaters some places. It's now come out on DVD, came out yesterday, and I hope in the next few days we're going to put a few clips up on the web of it. I've just been too busy. He gave me a copy when I was there of the DVD, and of course I left it in the hotel room at 5 a.m. stumbling around to go catch my flight. But I'm going to be getting some clips up on the web here in the next few days. Amazing new film. I'm in it. And then you got the commentaries. It's got a lot of great stuff on it. Again, I haven't even seen it. I saw him shooting the commentaries. I know what's on it because I was on the other end of it. But I have seen the film, of course. I'm in it. Tommy Pallotta, thanks for coming on with us.
Thanks for having me, Alex.
It's good to be talking to you again. It was great seeing you out there in L.A.
Yeah, it was fun.
Now you're back in Texas now visiting family.
Yeah, I am indeed.
And of course,
good to be back in Texas.
And Scanner Darkly was predominantly shot in Austin.
Yeah, it was pretty much all shot except for some B-roll that we shot.
Tell folks about Scanner Darkly, how it was done, and I mean, really, it is a dystopic film that is pretty much what we're living in today, just a few years from now.
Well, I mean, Philip K. Dick, you know, for the listeners who have read him, you know, he's proved to be very prescient in a lot of his visions of the future, and you know, he does that on a sort of really personal level, and I think probably none so more personally than with the Scanner Darkly. Scanner Darkly is a sort of very autobiographical tale, really about Philip K. Dick and his friends. And I just think that some people tend to be much more sensitive to their environment. And a lot of times that these people aren't necessarily predicting the future, but they're sensitive to the things and the trends that are going on around them, and they're just able to sort of express them in ways. You know, this was written in I believe 77, the book was, and it was sort of during the Nixon era. And so a lot of the paranoia, you know, a lot of the trends that we see happening in government today were happening back then, and a lot of these things sort of happen in cycles. So we really felt it was appropriate to sort of adapt this novel and do really sort of literal adaptation, but sort of view it in our time.
Well, you did a bang-up job, and the research is amazing. Break down the basic for those that haven't seen it in theaters. By the way, the fellow running the show right now, John Harmon, he went out and bought it on DVD last night and watched it and said he liked it.
Oh, cool.
That's
always good to hear. You know, I mean, it's just sort of a tale of paranoia. And it's about a surveillance society in which an undercover narcotics agent actually starts to see himself, you know, and has to narc on himself. And basically, it's a really shadowy government that destroys its citizens, their rights, their relationships, and basically nobody can trust anybody. I mean, like, all friendships and alliances are in question during the entire movie.
And that's the point of the surveillance society, is not to bring security, but to bring paranoia and mistrust and the whole tattletale system. And I don't want to give the climax of the film away, but we're talking about corporate militarized connections to government, mercenary-type forces. The people that claim they're fighting a problem are really behind the problem. It mirrors reality.
Yeah, I mean, this sort of imagines a future where the majority of the people are employed by the government actually surveying the other people. And, you know, that, and again, it sort of takes it to extreme where the guy's actually surveying himself.
And that's because he's got the scramble suit. Tell folks about the scramble suit.
Well, the scramble suit is a sort of conceit that these undercover agents even have to hide identity from each other because there's so much distrust. So even if you're in law enforcement, you can't even expose who you are to the other law enforcement agencies. And they have this suit that hides their identity, and what it does is project millions of different characteristics of different people, all shapes, sizes, colors, you know, onto themselves, so that it's sort of like those pixelations that they do in the cops videos and stuff like that, but almost a live version of that.
And that's to stop the face scanning cameras as well that are everywhere.
Yeah, we should tell everybody that you're a consultant on this movie as well, like in the very early stages. When I came to Texas to make this movie, Alex was the first person I called when I got back into town from New York. And I told him that about this movie and what we were doing, and I really wanted to sort of integrate a lot of the biometric technology and those kinds of ideas and themes and sort of update that, because that really necessarily wasn't in the book, but, you know, it was something that I was aware of was happening now.
Well, that's right. You've got how they track people to triangulate a camera. They will track the cell phone location, and of course the cell phone's like their little TV/radio/everything like it is now. Of course,
right.
You were, you know, writing this adaptation a few years ago, and now they're openly announcing that, hey, we're tracking you with your cell phone, we're listening to you.
Right.
Unbelievable. I tell you, folks have got to get this DVD, Tommy. Now, what about the extras? Because I'm a total moron. Like I said, waking up at 5 a.m., I somehow left it in the hotel room, and I haven't gone out and bought a copy. I am going to buy one tonight because I want to watch the extras. This has got a bunch of extras in it. This has got you, Rick Linkletter, how you guys shot it. I mean, while we were making the film, I saw cameras all over the place documenting it. That's a film within a film itself. Tell me about that.
Yeah, well, there's commentary by Keanu Reeves, Richard Linklater, myself, a novelist, Jonathan Latham, who knows a lot about Philip K. Dick, and Philip K. Dick's daughter, Issa Dick Hackett. And then there's sort of two little featurettes, one that really gets behind the filming of Scanner Darkly, kind of the live-action version of it, and the other one that sort of goes behind the scenes with how the animation was done. So that's really kind of the extras that you can expect.
Well, I can't wait to see it. Tommy, it was tough making this film. You guys did this on a record low budget, what, $8.5 million,
yeah.
When normally Keanu Reeves would get, what, $20 million? He made over $100 million on one movie alone. I mean, you made this movie for a fraction of what one of the actors would have been paid. How did you get that done? Because I know the Dick Estate on the official Philip K. Dick website really give you the lion's share of the credit.
Well, you know, it was a passion project for everybody involved. And, you know, I think it was one of those rare instances where people were really attracted to Philip K. Dick's vision. They're attracted to the idea of how we were going to be visually treating it. A lot of credit goes to Richard Linklater. Actors love working with him. And, you know, and then sort of like once you get these elements into place and you sort of have that spirit of like, you know, we're going to make this movie. This is a movie that wouldn't be made for a large budget. And so the only way to do it was to do it in a low budget, and the only way to get it done was to sort of put these elements together that would make it attractive to a studio and to an audience.
Yeah, it's fair to say the corporates, because even when you make a film, then you have to go sell it to a major corporation for distribution. Is it fair to say they didn't like some of the, I don't know how much we can get into, but didn't like some of the anti-government message?
You know, not really. I mean, I don't think that there was ever a time where I felt that there was censorship going on. I mean, I think in any time that you're sort of making a movie, there's going to be a back and forth, just sort of creatively.
Well, you know, stuff like, we don't like that cop blowing that guy's head off.
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, you know, there is sort of talk like that, but it didn't really kind of feel conspiratorial to me. It kind of felt more like just an opinion.
Kind of a self-censorship thing, just where it's their own idea, their own view.
Yeah, yeah. So, I mean, I have to say that my, you know, that my, a lot of people ask me about what it's like working with the studio, and, you know, almost non-dramatically, I have to say that it's pretty normal. I mean, it's just really, it seems it's more about business than anything else.
So. Well, I tell you, I have to, I mean, I think it's fair to say Scanner Darkly is avant-garde. There's nothing out there that looks like this. Because for folks that have seen Waking Life and love it, and it's an evergreen cult classic now, that's done in more of a free form. This, I mean, every frame of this is a work of art. And you guys gave this a congruent look with all of the, what was it, 40, 50 animators. Can you get into that a little bit for us?
Yeah, I mean, I think Wake, I mean, first we should mention that you have a cameo in Scanner Darkly. A lot like, you're the only person who came from sort of Waking Life to Scanner Darkly. And you play sort of a similar character, you know, person with a bullhorn, you know, kind of yelling out. But, yeah, I mean, the thought behind Scanner Darkly was that it was going to be much more consistent feel and look. And we wanted to really sort of make it like a graphic novel come to life. And we wanted the animation to really serve the story first and foremost. You know, Waking Life was really a nice experiment. And, you know, it had a lot to do with sort of animation and sort of showcase that animation and dealing with these sort of abstract ideas. But Scanner Darkly is sort of a much more detailed and subtle story, you know, and it's a narrative that we sort of tell from, you know, that has a beginning and middle and end. And so we kind of really wanted to have that consistency. And, you know, we had a much larger budget. I mean, Waking Life was made for about $1.5 million. So, you know, we had quite a bit more money to play with. And
that was shot in 99 or was it 2000?
Oh, well, it was one of those, 99 or 2000.
I think it was late 99.
Yeah. And so with that, we were able to hire more artists and we were able to spend more time. I mean, it took about 500 man hours per minute to animate this scene, a scene. So, you know, every minute of film that you watch, there were people working about 500 hours to draw that.
And that's because every frame they had to go paint over the actual footage. And so this isn't like Waking Life where it looks like people, but you can tell it's a cartoon. This is like, it gives it some type of dream feel.
Yeah.
And I've talked to a lot of people who liked A Scanner Darkly when they first saw it, but then they saw it again, they liked it even more because the first time, when I, you know, avant-garde folks just means something totally new, state of the art. This is avant-garde. I mean, because the subject matter is you know, not the standard kind of Hollywood fare, and then the rotoscoping is unlike anything you've ever seen.
Yeah, thanks.
Well, I mean, I know a lot of other reviewers have called it avant-garde. I mean, I think avant-garde puts it lightly.
Yeah, you know, well, it's a challenging film, I think, on many different levels, but it's you know, to make it, it's a very satisfying film to make, and you know, I do think that you're accurate in saying that there's really not another film like it. I mean, it's hard to point to another film and say, like, oh, well, it's like this, which was sort of the difficulty in trying to make it. And we were just fortunate enough to sort of have people to take that leap of faith with us and to let us, you know, make this film. And you know, really what you're seeing truly is our vision. I mean, we had final cut on the film. So, you know, when you're asking earlier what it was like, you know, sort of dealing with the studio, in the end of the day, you know, it really is the film that we wanted to make.
Well, that's just amazing to see you guys, you know, be able to get together and actually bring this to fruition. And I'm just proud that I was involved in you know, any small way consulting. But frankly, when I saw what you guys were planning, the research you'd already done for the surveillance system, I think I just added a few little touches. It's pretty darn accurate when it comes to really almost the current state of surveillance. But I think it really is a lens to show people how far we've gone, and then how far we could go if we don't turn this around. A Scanner Darkly is in stores all over the country, from Barnes & Nobles to Best Buy. Now, don't run out too quickly here in Austin, because I want to go get one today, because I left it in the hotel room. Sunday when I flew back out of Los Angeles because I want to watch it tonight with my wife after the little ones go to sleep. But everybody really should go out and get this film because it also supports more independent filmmaking. I mean, this was a film that was independently done with Final Cut and then distributed through Warner Brothers.
Warner Independent.
Yeah, actually. Warner Independent. And it's important to support these type of revolutionary films. Talking to the Dick Estate now, talking to Keanu Reeves and others, are they happy with how it ended up?
Yeah, I think so. I mean, everybody seems pretty pleased. I think that we delivered kind of what we promised.
Well, they must be, Tommy. They want you to do more.
Yeah, I'm talking to them about doing a live-action feature next based on a book called Ubik.
Which is a great book, by the way. I tell you, it's amazing. And we probably shouldn't say much more about the director who might be doing it, but I'll just tell you that I'd love to see that live-action. Okay, we'll be right back. Final segment. We may even cram in a few calls. Here with Tommy Pallotta. A Scanner Darkly in stores now. Get it at Amazon.com.
It's here after a year in production and traveling to distant lands. My new film, Terror Storm, is complete. Shocking declassified government documents prove that Western governments are orchestrating terror attacks against their own populations as a pretext to enslave them. Terror Storm proves that not only was 9/11 an inside job, but the attacks of 7/7 in London were carried out by British intelligence. Terror Storm chronicles the lies that took us to war in Iraq, a White House program to disseminate fake news, NSA spying, secret police torture, the latest 9/11 information, and much, much more. Terror Storm is the definitive guide to the history of government-sponsored terrorism. It's an anthology of government crimes. Terror Storm is a film that everyone who wants to be truly informed must see. Get your copy today at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or by calling toll-free 1-888-253-3139 or watch it right now online at PrisonPlanet.tv.
The war on terrorism, will it be fought overseas or will it affect us here at home? If you are like most folks, you want to be prepared but can't afford an underground shelter. So what do you do? Did you know that you can use your home as a shelter against fallout and biological or chemical attacks? With a little know-how, it's not that difficult. Sheltering in place, surviving acts of terrorism from biological, chemical, and radioactive fallout, developed by Wayne LeBaron, a health physicist who has served as a specialist in environmental health, communicable diseases, and has worked as a nuclear specialist for the U.S. government, gives you easy-to-follow video instructions and walks you step-by-step through the process of preparing your home as a shelter. Get this critical video every American needs for only $29 plus shipping. Order by calling New Millennium today at 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438. Or order on the web at BerkeyWater.com.
Hey ladies, if you love to shop, then visit HerbalHealer.com to browse through their online catalog. You'll find thousands of effective, alternative, and natural products for you and the whole family. Besides the amazing products you'll find, this shopping is guilt-free because you're investing in your health, and your health is priceless. While online, sign up to receive the Herbal Healer newsletter, which will keep you informed on the latest and greatest products and education. Did you know that Herbal Healer offers not only natural medicine, but also tension-relieving herbal teas, cookbooks, aromatherapy, products for pampering, and more great products to help you soothe and relax after a long day? Want to learn more for yourself and to help others in the future? Join the Herbal Healer Correspondence Program. You can work at your own pace from the comfort of your own home. This accredited, exciting program can help you gain skills and knowledge. Can you believe you can find all this at one stop? HerbalHealer.com, celebrating 18 years of dedication.
Hey, Scanner Darkly in stores now. So is Terror Storm. Though it's sold out and a lot of them didn't restock for some reason. But I know Scanner Darkly's in stores all over the country right now. Get it as a last-minute gift and then say, oh, by the way, here's a few news articles. A lot of this is already happening. I'm not going to give away the film. It's you need to get it. It's anti-New World Order. The entire cast, and I had a chance to talk to a lot of them, and the big stars are on board. I'm just going to leave it at that. Let's just take some calls, and pretty much any subject they mention will be the police state, so it ties into a Scanner Darkly. Tim in Ohio, then Dana. Tim, you're on the air.
Thank you, Alex. Hello, Tommy. Hello. Quickly, Merry Christmas to you and all the freedom-loving listeners on the GCN line. This is once again Tim from Truth, and that stands for Teaching and Researching United States Treasonous Hierarchy. I have a little trilogy that I try to bring up to people when we're dealing with these Dana Bunaducci types of the world, that they're, number one, they're stunningly uninformed to the truth. They're completely arrogant when it comes to hearing the truth, and they're totally apathetic when it comes to accepting the truth. Now, check this out, Alex.
He's the T-Rex of political talk.
I went out via Terrorstorm, and I got me a big-time bullhorn, just like you got. I went also to Radio Shack, and they have what are called RF modulators. You can take your DVD. It has three plugs for the RCA type, two audio, one video.
Sure, what'd you do? Tell us.
Well, you take it in, then you can take it out to your VCR, and you can make all big-time copies. I've recorded Terrorstorm so many times, I can almost recite it verbatim.
Good. I appreciate you. We're out of time. Call me back tomorrow. We'll have more time. Tommy, what about the alternative media rising, mainline media starting to crumble? We've talked a lot about that privately. Does that excite you?
Yeah, well, you know, I mean, I think it's really an obligation of each individual to educate themselves. And I think with the Internet primarily, there's never been a better time to do that. I mean, I think before when I was younger, I would just spend, you know, hours and hours in the library, you know, looking at newspapers from other countries and, you know, trying to gain different perspectives. But now, you know, I can go to, you know, these different sites and you get the, you know, several sources from the same news feed and from different countries and different perspectives. And I just think it's a wonderful thing. I mean, I think all the podcasts are great. All the video transmissions on the Internet are fantastic. And I just love the fact that, you know, your audience keeps on growing and these sort of different voices can be heard now.
What do you think the establishment's going to do? I mean, are they going to give up their monopoly or what are they going to do?
You know, I think that people in power never really want to relinquish control. And, you know, that people tend to try to do what they can do to maintain their status. No matter what area that is, and, you know, whether it's money or power or whatever. And, you know, I think what happens is that people, that there are these different cycles. And right now, you know, I'm fairly optimistic about the way things are. And the thing that I was thinking the other day was really, like, there seems to be, I really do believe that people have power. And it's sort of a collective consciousness or a synchronicity or whatever that we can actually affect the way things happen. And I think that we went through a really dark period the last 5 years, and I kind of feel like we are kind of on an upswing right now, and there seems to be momentum. And I feel much more positive about, you know, change happening.
Well, I agree with you. There is a massive awakening taking place. And even when I go on big neocon talk shows, they go, well, we can't take calls because everybody agrees with this nut. And they take them, and all the callers agree. So their fraud isn't selling anymore. Dana and all the other callers, I apologize. We'll get to you tomorrow. Call me back tomorrow. Sometime this week in the next two shows, I won't have guests. We'll just take your calls. But we're out of time now. A Scanner Darkly on store shelves nationwide, or you can get it at Amazon.com, A Scanner Darkly. Tommy, thank you so much for joining us. You can also go to Tommy's MySpace. You can go to Infowars.com, and he's one of my friends. You can link over on my MySpace to him and say hi to Tommy there on his MySpace. Tommy, thanks for coming on with us.
Thank you.
You bet. And you're going to be hopefully in Austin sometime around the new year. We can hook up again.
Sounds good, man. I look forward to it.
Thank you and take care. Yeah, he's got some really exciting projects coming up. Very excited about it. All right. God bless you all. Get out there and take on the New World Order. See you back tonight, 9 to midnight.
This broadcast is available on MP3 CD format at GCNLive.com or call toll-free 877-300-7645.